No doubt it would be the easiest thing in the world to begin an avalanche here. A mouth yawned in the rock face in front of them. The stables and barracks are in there, Maya said. The last part is inside the mountain. It can be a little dark, but at least you're out of the wind. This is as far as the mules can go. Past here, well, it's a sort of chimney, more like a stone ladder than proper steps. But it's not too bad. Another hour, and we'll be there. Catlin looked up. Directly overhead, pale in the dawn light, she could see the foundations of the eyrie. It could not be more than 600 feet above them. From below, it looked like a small white honeycomb. She remembered what her uncle had said of baskets and winches. The Lannisters may have their pride, she told Maya, but the Tullys are born with better sense. I have ridden all day, and the best part of a night. Tell them to lower a basket. I shall ride with the turnips. The sun was well over the mountains by the time Catlin Stark finally reached the area. A stocky, silver-haired man in a sky-blue cloak and hammered moon and falcon breastplate helped her from the basket. Savardas Egan, captain of John Aaron's household guard. Beside him stood Maester Coleman, thin and nervous, with too little hair and too much neck. Lady Stark, Savardas said, the pleasure is as great as it is unanticipated. Maester Coleman bobbed his head in agreement. Indeed it is, my lady, indeed it is. I have sent word to your sister. She left orders to be awakened the instant you arrived.